Our next presenter is Allison Wellman from the U.S. FDA. She will be talking about a 2014 cyclosporiasis outbreak, the investigation and prevention action.
Hi everyone, I'll be discussing the same 2014 cyclosporia outbreak in Texas that Vanessa just described, and we'll be focusing on the regulatory side of this investigation. So taking a step back and looking at the broader picture of cyclospora, there was a total of 415 lab-confirmed and probable cases of cyclosporiasis reported in the U.S. 290 of those were lab-confirmed domestically acquired cases, and of those, 234 had an onset or diagnosis during May through August, and 130 of those were in Texas. Additional clusters were investigated in other states, but no vehicle was identified. Now focusing on the outbreak in Texas, five Mexican-style restaurant clusters were identified by Texas state and local partners. And the epidemiologic and traceback investigations indicated that some illnesses in Texas were linked to fresh cilantro. This investigation was a collaborative effort between federal, state, and local partners. A traceback investigation was conducted to identify any common sources of cilantro supplied to the restaurants. Records and information was collected at multiple points of service along the distribution chain by the Texas Rapid Response Team and FDA. There was no convergence on a single distributor or supplier of cilantro, and the investigation identified several firms in Puebla, Mexico that supplied cilantro to those points of service. So here's a look at the traceback diagram for this investigation. You can see over on the left the four restaurant clusters that were traced back by FDA in conjunction with the Texas Rapid Response Team. Investigators followed up at least 14 distributors that supplied cilantro to the restaurants during the time frame of interest. And then over on the right, you can see cilantro was supplied by multiple suppliers in Puebla, Mexico. There in red, those are three firms that were identified that actually supplied cilantro to all four of the points of service. And then other suppliers that are there in that blue and peachy color supplied cilantro as well during that time frame of interest, but not to all four points of service. So based on that traceback information, FDA and Mexican authorities followed up at several firms in Puebla, Mexico, including packing houses and growing locations. Inspections focused on produce handling practices, water sources, and worker hygiene. And insanitary conditions were noted during these investigations, and Mexican authorities followed up with these firms regarding corrective actions. FDA conducted increased sampling of cilantro and other fresh produce imported from Puebla, Mexico. FDA labs tested these produce samples for cyclospora, salmonella, and E. coli 0157H7, and all of those samples tested negative. There were several challenges during this investigation. As Vanessa mentioned, there's currently a lack of molecular technology to identify different strains of cyclospora and help tease apart different outbreaks. Traceback challenges included commingling of product, record-keeping issues at firms, and limited knowledge of handling practices and inconsistent firm names. And there's limited cyclospora surveillance data in Mexico. In conclusion, outbreaks of cyclosporiasis linked to fresh produce from Mexico is a recurring issue, and prevention activities are underway. FDA and Mexico are working together and signed the Produce Safety Partnership in 2014, and federal and state partners are continuing to work together to improve surveillance and lab methodology. And in follow-up to the information gathered over the past couple of years, FDA, in collaboration with the Mexican authorities, are conducting an environmental assessment of cilantro suppliers in Puebla, Mexico. And the Mexican authorities issued a cilantro preventive plan of action that includes goals to reduce the risk of contamination and to improve food safety. And thank you to all the federal, state, and international partners for their collaboration on this investigation.